Okay, we are Mem, Beis, and Aleph. Top line, last word. I'm a rabbi. Machloikis, Mishishichru Chetshai, V'niya Chetshai. This Machloikis, thank you very much. This Machloikis about freeing a half in heaven, which Rabbi said is only by star, and Rav Yaitis said is even by money, is only true if you're freeing half and keeping half. So you're not getting rid of everything you own. What happens if you freed half and sold half? So you are getting rid of your whole Eved in two different ways. Half to the Eved and half to somebody else. Or you freed half and gave a present half. It's a Mikdash, Rabbi is saying. Rabbi is saying those who say you can't free half in Eved is not because you can't free half in heaven. It's because you're holding on to half. You can't free half and hold on to half. But if you are getting rid of all the heaven, even though you're doing it in two different ways, and he ends up being a half in heaven and a half a free person, that works. The Torah insists, just like by a get, you get rid of your whole wife, then by shikror, according to the Madam Eloi Kana by star, you get rid of the whole heaven. Now, even though by get, you can't divorce half and sell half, that's because selling is not an option. But what we see is, you can't hold on to half and get rid of half. But if you get rid of everything, you can get rid of it in two different ways. That's Rabbah's Kiddush. You can argue with Rabbah, except we don't argue with an Amira. You could say that you can't do such a thing. You have to free everything you have. But that's not what Rabbah says, not that way. Rabbi is saying, the obligation is that you, this, I'm looking for the right English word, instead of get rid of, your whole Eved. Amalab, period. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Machloik is the Rebbe Rabbanon.
I mean, it's more Bina answer.
The Eved just Shnei Shutzim. That what? That he sold half and freed half. Okay, you could have said that. You're right. And according to Rabbi, you could have said that. Correct. Rashi, Machlag Yisraeli Rabbana B'niya Chetzai, the Be'ina the Nebe Kula Minei Ki Isha. We learn now from a woman that everything has to leave him. Avo Shikra Chetzai Mokher Tchila Chetzai B'Basachas. He could have sold half first. Or sold it simultaneously with the freedom, it works. Dr. Gemara Vaitar, Amale Abaye Obekula Lekligi. Is that true? If you get rid of the whole thing, they don't argue, meaning the Rabbanim don't hold that you can't free a half in heaven. I will show you that even if you're disposing of, I don't feel I have the right English word. But what?
Divesting?
Divesting, maybe. Even if you're divesting of the whole heaven, it doesn't work. Because we have a contradiction in prices. And because of this contradiction in prices, we want to prove that the Rabbanon who holds you can't free half in Eved would not let you free half in Eved even if you're divesting yourself of the other half. Or divested yourself of the other half. Vatani Chada. Hakaisav Nechasav L'shnei Avodav. Kani Meshachim says that. A guy wrote a star shikru to both Avodim and he gave it to somebody to be kind of both at the same moment. So this master is freeing two avadim, and he wrote a star shikrur. And in the star shikrur he wrote, I am giving you my property. That means he's not only freeing them, but at the same time handing them over ownership of all his property. And he gave it to two avadim at the same time. So each one is kind of 50% and frees the other 50% of the eved. So Eved 1 is kind of half the Nechassim and 50% of himself. Eved 2 is kind of half the Nechassim and 50% of himself. And then they free each other. But it works. That's what it says. That means even though the owner is only freeing half the Eved and giving the other half away to the other Eved, so it's happening, he's giving half the ownership to Eved A, and half the ownership of Eved A to Eved B, and half the ownership of Eved B to Eved A. And still we say it works. and Eved A and Eved B free each other's half. That's what we say. That's what one brisa says. I'm sorry? He's half free. His free half is going to be Meshachar with the other half. The other he owns him halfway. We can own him. That's what he's saying. The Tangi Itach, Chaimikon, the Chasin, the Sunni, the Plani, Plani, the Azatsum, and Loikadu. The other brisa says, doesn't work at all. Now, why not? Terence says, well, you can't free half an Eved. But aren't you divesting yourself of the whole Eved at the same time? And didn't Rabbi just say that if you divest yourself of the whole Eved, everybody agrees you can free half an Eved? It's a riot, not like Rabbi. My love, her Rebbe, her Rabbana. The way to reconcile or make sense of these two contradictory brises is to say, one is like Rebbe, and one is like Rabbana. Rebbe holds you can free half an Eved, so therefore you're freeing half of Eved A and half of Eved B, and each one acquires half of the other, and they're freeing each other. And Rabbana said you can't free half of Eved A and half of Eved B, therefore you're stuck in this half and half situation that doesn't work, and therefore nobody goes free. That which is not like Rabba, who says Rabbana would agree if you're divesting yourself of the whole Eved.
What is each Eved getting?
50% of all the property, which includes 50% of the other Eved.
Again,
the owner, let's say there would be one Eved, and the owner would write all his property to that one Eved. He would be freeing him and giving him a present at the same time of all his property. Mafachas. Works simultaneously.
Okay, here.
He's doing it to two Avadim simultaneously. He's giving all his property to two Avadim simultaneously. Which means, if you would take two free people and write, I am giving all my property to Reuven, one star, and all my property to Shimon, and the second star, and gave it to somebody and said, acquire it for both of them, right, that's a schus. Each Reuven and Shimon would get 50% of your property. Because you gave all your property to two people at the same time, which means they split it. Now, the problem here is that these are two Avadim. In order for them to acquire, they have to be free. Avadim cannot acquire. Must mean they have to be free. Now, he freed each one halfway to himself and halfway to somebody else, because they are part of property. He gave half of Eved A to Eved A, and half of Eved A to Eved B, who Eved B is half of himself also, and owned by Eved A half. So simultaneously, Eved A and Eved B get half of their freedom and ownership of the half of the other Eved. So because they get half their freedom, that allows them to acquire. They're free. They're half free people. And because they own the other half of the Eved, they free each other, and therefore they're both totally free now and own half 50% of his property. That's what one brisa says. The other brisa says that doesn't work. Doesn't work. What's the machlokes? So the Gemara Abaye understands it to mean, machlokes is, can you free a half an Eved? Because what you're doing is, you're freeing half of Eved A and half of Eved B. Can you free half of Eved A? According to Rabba, since you're divesting yourself of the whole Eved at the time that you're freeing him, you can free half an Eved, even according to the Rabbanon. So why does the Brisa say it doesn't work? So Abai is trying to prove to Rabba, but the fact that we have a Brisa that says it doesn't work, contradicting a Brisa that says it does work, and the only resolution that Abai sees is to say, what is like Rebbe and what is like Rabbanon?
The second Brisa says they
100% of Avadim of the master. Nobody got anything. Nobody got anything. That's the question. Why? Teretz is, she came from your heaven, heaven. That's how Abaye understood it. But according to Rabbah, that would not be true, because you're divesting yourself of 100% of the heaven. And Rabbah said, if you divest yourself of 100% of the heaven, even though you're freeing half and doing something else to the other half, it works. Rashi. Zunt Rashi, Kaisiv Nechasiv Lushnei Avadav. Sekasav Shnei Ashtaras. Kol Nechasiv Lazev, and Kol Nechasiv Lazev. He wrote two staras, all his property to one, and all his property to the other. Vezikr Lushliach Echad, Vevasachas. And he gave it to one person simultaneously, the Shneim, to be zeicher for both, the Paugi. Like Kadam Echad Chaveri, nobody precedes his friend. Each one acquired half of his rent. So this is the cash on Rabbah. And for the Gemara, no. Both are going to the Rabbanon that you cannot free a half an heaven. It's the way the shtar was worded. If he gave 100% to Eved A and 100% to Eved B, they would be kaina and they would be mishachri each other. However, if he wrote half to Eved A and half to Eved B, right, they're not kaina. Because for all we know, he's giving everybody the same half. And therefore he's only freeing half. And Rabbanan holds you can't free half unless you divest yourself of the whole Eved. And you said, I'm giving half my property to Eved A and half my property to Eved B, it might be the same half. And therefore, he didn't divest himself 100% of the Eved. And it doesn't work. And if it doesn't work, all belongs to the master. Rashi. Hadam Rekuloi. Kamaisa, Kikachikasav, Shnei Shtaris, the preachers, like I explained. Abachalechat, Kasav, Kol Nechasai. And each one he wrote all my property. The Pliny Avdi. Umaydu Rabbana, the Kivan, the Zikalam, the Basachas, since he gave it to them at one shot. Venatska Kulamine, and the whole event, both Avadim are leaving, 100% they're leaving his ownership. Kanu, they can be kind of themselves. Ubasrai Sadam, Chati, Chati, Bishtar. And one star he wrote, half to you. He's freeing half, and he's leaving half by himself. Aye, maybe not. For sure, if it wasn't simultaneous, he gave a star that said to Evan A, you're half. And started to Eved B that says half. So first he gave to Eved A half and kept half, so it doesn't work. The chimasa lekam shaya palga lekani b'chei l'sheni. If you didn't give it simultaneously, there's nothing to talk about. You gave half to Eved A and kept half, and then half to Eved B and kept half. And when you keep half, rabbanon hold it doesn't work. And lafilim masu l'shneim kacha. Even if you gave it to both avadim at the same moment. And each one says they get half. Why? The kiva the chatsi the chasai kasta b'chokad. Since he only gave away half, do mechat palga kasta l'tavayu. Maybe he meant to give them both the same half. That means he kept half. Bekashir. He might be giving them the same half and saying half to Eved A and half to Eved B, meaning guys share the same half. And meanwhile, I kept half, which means he didn't free the whole heaven. And if he didn't free the whole heaven, according to Rabbanan, it doesn't work. If it doesn't work, he owns everything. That's the Gemara's answer. I'm sorry? It doesn't make a difference. Once he kept half, it doesn't work. I'm giving you half my property and giving you half my property at the same time, which means both of you share the same half of property. That's what it might mean. And therefore, since it might mean half and half, he didn't divest himself of the whole heaven. And Rabbanan hold you can't free half and heaven. Zok the Gemara, the Teretz doesn't make sense. Because the Tani Sefer, the Mamar Chatzi Chatzi Loi Kani, that Brisa, the first one, that said if you wrote everything to both Avadim, they are Kaina. And the Sefer says if you write half and half, they're not Kaina. So since the Sefer says half and half, Mechal the Reisha Mekulai, must be, I'm sorry, in the Reisha that says the second Brisa. In the second Brisa that says Kulai doesn't work, the Sefer says half and half doesn't work. Now, all we're trying to prove is if the Sefer says half and half, must be the first case is not half and half. So the Gemara, no, Kavrusha come and flourish. The Sefer is explaining the Reisha. The Sefer is not a new case. Why didn't it work? Because he said chatzi chatzi. So the Havamina was, we have two cases in the Brisa, and they both don't work. One of them he said kuloi, one of them he said chetzai. But now we're entering, no, it's one case, and the Sefer is explaining the Reisha. That the Gemara can have him and it makes sense that way. And I'll speak this out outside. If the beginning talked about kuloi and said it didn't work, for sure chetzi doesn't work. So why would the Sefer write something that's self-evident? If you're going to learn like the Havamina, that kuloi doesn't work, so what's the Brisa saying and half doesn't work? If kuloi didn't work, for sure half didn't work. Must be that the Sefer is explaining the ratio. That the Gemara can have a mistake. He's talking about the ratio. Do you say kuloi doesn't work? Do you say half it should work? Yes, you might be right. It might be an explanation, but that wouldn't prove it. Because sometimes the Brisa writes a superfluous case so you understand that the first case was a different case. Meaning, had the Brisa not written chetzi chetzi, you would have said the Reisha means chetzi chetzi. So the Sefer wrote chetzi chetzi to tell me that the Reisha means kuloi. You can understand it two ways. Sometimes the Sefer explains the Reisha, and sometimes the Sefer writes a case that's self-evident just to show you that that's not what the Reisha meant. So looking at the Brisa, you can learn two ways. Even Shimala Yurya, that wouldn't prove anything. Because Tana Sefer Ligluya Reisha, the Sefer might be explaining the Reisha, not that that's the case of the Reisha. Shaloi Taimer Reisha Namer Chatzi Chatzi Avamer Kulei Kani, Tana Sefer Namer Chatzi Chatzi Mechal the Reisha Namer Kulei Pelochem Lamer Kani. So the truth is the Brisa can be learned two ways. We wanted to prove that the answer we gave is true. We have no proof. You can learn the Brisa says the beginning is kuloi kuloi and the Sefer is chetzi chetzi. If kuloi doesn't work, for sure chetzi doesn't work. By writing chetzi, it tells me that the first case is kuloi. Or you can learn that the Sefer is explaining the case in Eresha. Which case didn't work? The case of chetzi chetzi. So it's not a kash on Rabba, because Rabba will answer that the Sefer is explaining the Eresha. But it doesn't prove Rabba, because it could be that the first case is kuloi, and the second case is chatzi, which is not necessary, but shows us that the first case is kuloi. So therefore, it doesn't prove anything. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, with the Tani Sefer the Brisa, the Mamar Chatzi Chatzi Loikonim, the Sankat Aitach Dohi Kamar, the Im Amar Chatzi Chatzi Nami Loikonim. We thought it was the second case. Mechlau the Reisha Loikonim, the Mamar Chatzi Chatzi Loikonim. So again, the Gemara wanted to ask on Rabba if the second case is chatzi chatzi, must be the first case is kuloi. The Gemara's answer is chatzi chatzi is explaining kuloi. Then the Gemara says, that has to be pshat, because if not chatzi chatzi, it's superfluous. And the Gemara says, maybe it is superfluous, but it shows us that the Reisha is kuloi. So at the end of the day, this doesn't prove Rabba wrong, it doesn't prove Rabba right. If you want, I can give you a different teretz on the kasha of the Brises. Right? The first answer we gave is kuloi kuloi, chatzi chatzi. Bibai zema loy kasha. Kam bishtar echad, kam bishnei shtaris. One is talking about, he wrote the same star. I'm giving all my property to A and B. And by get, you cannot divorce two women in one get. And if you can't divorce two women in one get, you can't free two avadim mushtar shechur. Learn that law law meisha. A guy is married to two wives, and he's cheap. So he says, Reuben ben so-and-so is divorcing Sarah bas Yaakov and Rivka bas Lava. and write a nusach haget and divorce both wives with the same get. Can't do that. We learn that from law. Law will learn the law of chaverta. Custom of law, shayf increases. Each woman gets her own get. That same Zereshava teaches me that each Evan has to get his own star shechur. Therefore, if you write one star shechur and present to two avadim in the same star, it doesn't work. Whereas if you write it in two stars, it works. Kulay. Rashi. Took to Rashi. Star rechav loikana. The key can go and call the chasay lepoini lepoini avdi. The chsiv la v'loy la v'lechavata. Ein shtei nashim is garshes v'get echad. Two women cannot be divorced with the same get. Ve'ein shtei avodim is shakram v'get echad. And two avodim can't be freed in the same star shechur. Frak the Gemara. Then what's the sefer saying? What is the sefer saying? Frak the Gemara. In my area, chatzi, I feel I'm a cool and I'm like honey. So why did the safe explain the ratio that's talking about chatzi? Even cooler doesn't work in the same star. That's exactly what it means. Av atzman like honey, the man who I'm more in the star. Add the following words to the braita. When the braita says it doesn't work, it's talking about kulay. And it doesn't work in the same star. Right? But if Amar, the man who I'm born, Mishnah Rechad, I'm Mishnah Star is Kanu. If Amar Chatzi Chatzi, I'm Mishnah Star is Nami Lekun. So the Bryce is telling us, first of all, that if you write one star, even Kula doesn't work. And if you write two stars, Chatzi Chatzi doesn't work. Rashi? Mayoya, the poor is safe for the race, and I'm Chatzi Chatzi, because I'm run. Hachikamar. It's not explaining it. It's giving you a new case. Kuloi doesn't work if it's in one star, and Chatzi Chatzi doesn't work even if it's in two stars. If you want, I can give you a third teretz. Loi kasha. Kambas achas. Kambas achasem. One Bryce is talking about that he wrote Kuloi to two avadim, handed it over at the same time, so therefore they're kind of each one 50%, and they free each other. And the other Bryce is talking about you gave it to Evan 1, A, you gave it to Evan A, and then gave it to Evan B. Frakti Gemara Bishlam and Basu Lekani, Lekani Lekama, and Lekama Leknashu Lekni Chaverta. Why doesn't it work to the first Evan? You gave him everything. You wrote a star to Evan A that he's kind of everything. 10 minutes later, you wrote a star to Evan B that he's kind of everything. Well, Evan A was really kind of everything. The Gemara, you write to Mechaberta Kishida Mikara, this answer doesn't work. Go back to the other two answers. Rashi, Kamba Basachas, Tabaya Badamar Kuloi, Bodhi Tani Kanuk, Shemasu Shnei Ashtarim with Basachas. He gave it over at the same time. Bodhi Tani Loi Kanu was Basachas there. The Shnida Mikara, Bahanach Lishni Kuloi. And all these Lishnas, like meaning the other two Terutzim. If this Terut doesn't work, go back to the previous two answers. Pick your choice. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says that the Sefer, that the Machloikis of the Brises is different. Because the first Brises said, Hakosav Nechosav Lishnei Avadav, Dekainam. The second Brises said that he wrote, Ko Nechosai Nesunim Leploini Leploini Avdi. By writing the word Avdi, he's saying they're still my slaves. So it doesn't work. I'm giving everything to my slave A. Well, then you didn't give him because you called him slave A. Whatever his name is, John. Ravashi Amar, Shaini Hassam, the Karele Abdi. The second Bryce is talking about, see, this first Bryce doesn't say the Lashon Hashtar. The second Brisa says the Lashon Hashtar. He said, Nesunim Leploini Leploini Avdi. Or Avdai. Rashi, Karele Avdai, Shtar Gufay, the 20 Kodakos Leploini Avdai. Shmami Nolo, Shacharinu, he didn't free them. Betayam. He's making a mistake. The Sabbath Yahoo lost his slam shard of chasm below Shikr. He thinks he can give the Evan a present without freeing him, and he can't. Dr. Gemara, Amalei Raphim L'Ravashi. So Raphim said to Ravashi, L'dum be'avdai shayu kamar. Maybe he means my former slaves. Why are you being medayik when he says I'm giving my property to A and B, my slaves? Why are you saying he means his current slaves? Maybe he means I'm giving it to A and B who were my slaves. And I'll prove you that's what it means. Me like Tanan. Didn't we learn? If somebody writes all his property to his Eved, that's freedom. Shayer kar kakoshu. What if he said, besides a piece of land? Because since we don't know which piece of land he left, so this star is unclear, and we say, since he's not kind of any land, because that might be the land he left over, he's not kind of his freedom either. Because we don't do Pankinon Dibura. We don't, meaning like this, he said, all my property. And the other's not getting any property, because every property might be the land that he left over. And therefore, the other doesn't get himself either. Shimon Eimer, La'ilam Ben Chayrin, no, it does work. We say Pankinon Dibura. Because he said, I'm leaving over property. He didn't say he's leaving over the Eved. I'm leaving over land. It works unless he said, I'm giving him everything besides one item. 1/10,000. That might be the Eved himself. Therefore, it doesn't work. But if not, Reb Shimon would say it works. How can it work? Calling him an Eved. Ella Avdi Shayikvar. Terence says the answer is, he doesn't mean his current Eved, he means his former Eved. Okanami Avdi Shayikvar. So therefore, Raphim says, I don't understand your answer, Ravashi. You're answering that he calls him an Eved? I have a Mishnah that they call him an Eved, and it works. There was a technicality there. But take away the technicality, the fact that he called him Eved doesn't bother anybody. Ravashi. Shire Karka Koshu, the Kasav, he wrote, Chutzmina Karka Koshu, the Yatsim and Chayrin, the Yadin and High Karka Shire, we don't know which land he left over. Ubacho Koshu Aminan High Shire. Every piece of land, we say, that might be the land he left over. The Kivan the Kakos Lekani, since he wasn't kind of land, the Gufinami Lekani. Now Rashi brings the first shot in the Gemara that we had back in Dav, Ches, or Tes, Tes. The loy cut the loy pagina dibura. We don't split his words. Hayo b'chad dibura akna legufin chasim. Since in one word he's giving him himself and the property. Upalga dibura leiskayim, and he's not getting any property. So is a pagina amilamikayim. Shimon sabi pagina. Hayo b'hiske karka b'shiura. Since he said I'm leaving over a piece of land, karkos would leikane. But we know that he didn't mean to leave over the Eved. The Eved's not land. That's the one he left over. He counts the Eved as 1/10,000. Period. Now we move on to our totally new sugya. So we finished this Gemara about half and half. We ascertained that this is Machlokes Rebbe's Rabbanon. Rabbi said the Machlokes is only by star. Rav Yosef said it's even by money. And then we explained Rabbi's halacha that it's only if he doesn't divest 100% of the Eved, but if he divests 100% of the Eved, there's no problem. Now we move back to this Chatzi Eved Chatzi Mechayrin. He was, let's say, just a simple case. He was owned by two partners and one partner freed him. He became a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Mechayrin. So we forced the owner to free him. What happens till then? What is the financial arrangement, Tova? Half free, half Eved. Look to Mishnah. He works for himself one day, and he works for his master one day. That's the financial arrangement. Now, here comes the Shaila, the Gemara is going to deal with. This is great on a healthy Eved, who happens to have a good job. Let's say he works in the computer department of some big corporation. So when he earns on Sunday, goes to his master. What he earns on Monday goes to himself. What he earns on Tuesday goes to his master. What he earns on Wednesday goes to himself. Same Thursday and Friday. Interesting, what would happen with Masha Kana Evet Kana Rabbi? If he earns on Sunday, it goes to his master, and he earns on Monday for himself. Then on Tuesday, does the master get all his money? Now he's an Evet. So on Tuesday, he's an Evet, and Masha Kana Evet Kana Rabbi. So he should get all his money for Monday. That's interesting. I thought for sure he doesn't.
Right.
But I found that there are Rishaitim that say he does. And that he would have to think of an Eitzah of giving somebody the money away that would, like, take it and ultimately give it back to him when he becomes free. Because if not, the master gets it on Tuesday. So everything he earns on Monday, he could eat. He could eat breakfast, lunch, and supper in the most expensive restaurants. But once Tuesday comes, all his money becomes his master's. Then Wednesday would start again. That's what I saw some Rishaitim say. So according to those Rishaitim, he would have to think of an idea of how he can keep the money from his master. Basically, he earns money on Monday. As soon as he gets his money, he has a friend, Ben Chayrin, gives it to him as a present, with an understood hoping that ultimately the guy will give him all his money back. If not, his master gets it on Tuesday. Some Rishaitim say that. Some Machlokes Rishaitim. So that only can work on Menashe Ein L'Rabbi Rishusba. It's given to them on the condition that their master has no right.
To Machlokes
whether you can do it or not, but that would be the only way a master can, an Evet, can free himself. Again, I always saw it that way, and I saw Rishaitim that say not that way. So I'm trying to be honest. So here comes the problem. He got gored by a shor. There's damage, but that damage is not just for one day. He got gored. He won't be able to work now for the next 6 weeks. So the owner of the shor has to pay him nezek. Who gets that money? Zok the Gemara has a statement. Depends when the goring took place. If he got gored on Sunday when he belongs to his master, the master is kinda all the damages. And if he got gored on Monday when he's free, he's kinda all the damages. Even though, if he got gored on Sunday, he won't be able to work on Monday. On Sunday, he's an Evet. The master is kinda all the damages. On Monday, he's free. On Monday, if he got gored, he was kinda all the damages. Nezek. You figure out what he was worth before and what he's worth now. There's no Tzari Pusheva's Vashis by a shor. Only if a man hurts. Only if a person hurts.
Gicha was on that day. Was Gwardin on that day?
That's when he owes him the money. The damages are done on the day he got gored.
He's
answering you.
It's telling you that Gemar Din, the money's not owed.
That's not true. That's by knas, not by damages. We just have to figure out how much it is. You owe him the money as soon as it happens.
We have to find out if it's really owed.
Again, he owes him the money now. Everything else is just to find out how much he owes him. But he owes him now.
I don't know if he was enticed or not.
Yeah, he gored his guy on this day. This is what happened. Right. So that means on that day he owed him the damages. Rachman al-Litzlan, we don't like accidents. Somebody has a fender bender, and he crashes into somebody's car, and he dents his bumper. And he goes over to the guy and says, send me the bill. I didn't have to schlep him to court in Tibetan. He knows he did the fender bender. He knows he's guilty to pay. He doesn't want his insurance involved. He says, send me the bill. Or he can say, I'll contact my insurance. They'll be in touch with you. He's not arguing the point that he owes the money. Now, if he sat there and said, it was your fault, or my fault, or this fault, or that fault, he called the police. But then we're talking about a regular case. The shard did a fender bender. He owes the money. Doesn't have to schlep him to Beth necessarily. So the day of Rabbi is Rabbi, the day of Rabbi Zevin is Zevin. So if you're making it that way, that you're not taking into account any other day, listen to what's happening. You go to him on Sunday, the master gets 100% of the damages, but the Evan won't be able to work on Monday, and on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, and on Thursday, for 6 weeks. Or maybe never. He's getting zero compensation. The answer is, sorry, you got damaged James or Rabbi, and then you belong 100% to a rabbi. As the Chazanish explained, it's different than any other partnership. Any other partnership is we share ownership of 100% of the item. If we own this table together, that means I share, together with Rabbi Cohn, my shutuf, 100% of this table. So in order to make it work, on Sundays, he uses the table, and on Mondays, I use the table. But on Sundays, I'm a half an owner, and on Mondays, I'm a half an owner. It doesn't change who owns the table. We both own the table 100% of the time. But in order to accommodate practical use, he uses it on Sunday, and I use it on Monday. So he's using my table on Sunday, and I'm using his table on Monday. That's the deal we make in order to accommodate. This is not what happens by the Schatzi Abed Schatzi Ben Kairin. It's not shot that he's 50% owned by the master on Sunday and on Monday. Because if he were, then he wouldn't be able to keep his own money. And he's not shot the 50% he owns himself on Sunday or Monday. Chazal said, you belong to the master 100% on Sunday. And you belong to yourself 100% on Monday. And therefore, whatever you earn on Sunday is the master's. Whatever you earn on Monday is yours. Frech the Gemara, if you're willing to do that, if you're willing to say he's 100% master's and 0% master's the next day, so on Sunday he should marry a Shivcha, and on Monday he can marry a Bas Chayrin. He's 100% Evan on Sunday, he can marry a Shivcha. He's 100% free on Monday, he can marry a Bas Chayrin. And on Tuesday he can live with his Shivcha, and on Wednesday he can live with his Bas Chayrin. You have two wives. Frech the Gemara Mata B'yayim Sharabi Yisra Shivcha Yayim Shazi Yisra Mechayr. Evan the Gemara Yisur Le'Kamila. You can't do that by Yisra. You can't have Evan 100% free on Monday and allow him to live with a Shivcha on Sunday. By money, for money we can do Hefker and Hefker, we can make that arrangement. By Isser, we can't play with that. He is a half an Evan. He is a half a free person. You can't have him live with a Shivcha or live with a Bas Chayrin. On Sunday he's a total Evan for money. And on Monday he's totally free for money. But as far as Isser is concerned, he's still a half an Evan and a half a Bas Chayrin. You can't ignore that.
What's going to happen by the money? What's going to happen by money now?
Whatever happens on Sunday belongs to the master. Whatever happens on Monday belongs to him.
If it happened on Sunday, it's
all going to go to the master. What? Pashtas, yes.
That's up to them how they
want to
split it.
Yes. See, that's like the table. If two people own an Evan, it's like two people own a table.
They make their own
arrangement. Exactly. Rashi. Yanak Khashar Amasnisin Koi. Misha Khatsi Evan. Remember Baumu, this is a statement to the Gemara unattributed to any person. Yom Shor Rabbi L'Rabbi. Yom Shor Rabbi Nakhoi V'Chavu Bai P'chas Tamif L'Rabbi. His diminished value goes to his master. Shar Mishalim Nezek. Dehainu pchaz damim, his diminished value. Yisur loy kamina the tevin the chatzor. Aber kol schiyas mamim kenecha the melach the tluya b'yamin, ken kol shvach mamim. All money will go depending on the day. Brech the gedok the gemara tashima. The gemara is going to question this arrangement. Tashima. Hey mis mi shechetzi evin v'chetzi ben chayrin. The shor muad gores an evin kanani. The halacha is a halacha called shloishim shel evin. That is a knas. The Torah said, forget about half of evin, half of chayrin. Total evin kanani is gored by a shor muad. Shor muad means he's goring his fourth son. The evin's not, the owner does not get compensated for value. He gets a flat rate. 30 shkalim, regardless of what the evid is worth. That is called a knas. The master runs to, if the owner of the shore runs to bez and the zmeida, it's butter. Zmeida b'knas butter. This is not a compensation. This is a punitive damages. It's knas. The Torah did not obligate compensation. Pashtus. If the person is a free person and a shore mu'ud kills him, there's a halacha called kaifer. And kaifer is a machlokes how you pay it. But basically, you pay the value. We'll learn now the value of the deceased. And you pay that to his yarshim. And that is called kaifer. So kaifer is for people, and shleishim shel eved is for an eved. That's the halacha. Here you have a half a eved, half a ben chayrin. And a shor hamuad killed him. Zok to Gemara, zok to Braisa. Hey, Miss Misha Chetzi Evan Chetzi Bechayrin. Now it's a Chatzi Knas for Rabbi, the Chatzi Kaifer Liyarshav. 15 shekel go to the master, half of the 30, and half the Kaifer goes to his inheritors, which the Gemara will have a problem. Where did he pick up inheritors from? He doesn't have any kids. He's a Chatzi Evan Chetzi Bechayrin. We'll deal with that in the Gemara. Rashi. Hey, Miss Mishor Hamuad Koi. The guy be eved noisy shloishim kesef. I know knas. That fila ain't a shavel dinner, even if he's not worth a dinner, noisy shloishim sela, which is 120 dinner. We got be ben chayrin nice and kaifer. The high noon to mea horik. Rashi's learning the money of the deceased. Chatzi kaifer, the tzad chayris, the yarshav, the kamen parak, the gemara will answer, yarshim and olay. Since when does he have yarshim? Now our problem is, what do you mean? On Sunday, he's a total Evan. She gets 30 skullum knas to the master. On Monday, he's a total Ben Chayrin. Should only be Kaifer. You just said that for all monetary purposes, he's 100% Evan on Sunday and 100% free on Monday. So why are they splitting it? This is money. This is cash. So if this statement is true, then the price is fair. And if this price is true, then the statement is true. Yes. Correct. Gemara, am I? Hakinami lema, let us say, Yom Shal Rabbi L'Rabba, Yom Shal Atzma L'Atzma. And for the Gemara, Shai Nihaka, the Kakao Yakarna. This is different because it's ruining the principle. This is going to ruin the Eved. He's dead. The shor killed him. There is no eved left. When there's no eved left, you cannot ignore the fact that he's 50% one way and 50% the other way. It's ruined. It's a permanent loss. This arrangement is for non-permanency. Permanent losses, permanent. And therefore, you can't say, well, Sunday's an eved, and forget about his yorshim. Or Monday he's free and forget about his master. It's a permanent loss. He lost the person that he was going to own 3 days a week. So you have to pay him for that. We'll get there. Ain't no kinami. A permanent partial disability is going to be the same. They're going to split that money. Correct. That's the Gemara's answer. On permanent loss, cannot ignore the other person. You can't say the master didn't take a hit. He got a huge hit. He permanently lost his heaven. Rashi.
The temporary loss was on the day. It happened, right? The temporary could be, one day short of a lifetime.
Correct. But it's temporary.
Loses a hand.
That we didn't get there. Yes, if he loses a hand, it's the same as a permanent loss of each split. That's what the Gemara is answering. The Gemara is differentiating between a permanent and a temporary.
How does it work? Meaning?
It's a permanent or temporary.
There's no saying since it's permanent, therefore...
Therefore, it affects both. You can't ignore the fact that the master lost 3 days a week. It's amazing. Whenever you give an answer, he sees red. You guys not getting along in the block now? Is that what's happening here? We need somebody to step in and make some buys here. If you have a life coach, maybe we can help you out. If I can, let's go, yes.
That's permanent. I can't.
What's bothering you?
Okay.
That's all he was trying to do, is make you hear. Rashi. Chatzi Kaifin to Tzadcheris, the Yarshul, the Kamaparach, Yarul, the Marloi. Frank the Gemara. Okay, now let me introduce something. Probably learn it tomorrow, but let me introduce it today. There's a Machlokes Abaye and Rava. Somebody got... Let's take a person. Reuven hit Shimon. And Shimon is disabled now for 2 months. There's a Machlokes Abaye and Rava how to evaluate this. Abaye says, let's take a look what he's worth on the slave market. Today, his value is diminished on the slave market because for 2 months, he won't be able to do his job. He's a truck driver. For 2 months, he won't be able to drive a truck. So if you want to sell him as a slave today, he's worth less than he was worth yesterday. It's not like he's permanently disabled. He's not. He's only disabled for 2 months. But it affects his price. Lamaitza, when you buy a slave and you can't work for 2 months, it's gonna be cheaper slave. What? One second. So the bottom line is he's worth less as an abbot. Dr. Baya, you pay Nezek, you pay the amount he's worth less than an abbot. You also pay the fact that while he's recuperating, after he gets past the initial stage, he'll be able to be a cucumber watcher. And now he can't watch cucumbers for the first week. So you compensate him for the lost salary of a cucumber watcher for 1 week, plus what he's worth less as a slave because of his 2 month disability. So there's two separate payments made, according to Abaye. Nezek, his value as a slave has been diminished, and Sheves, while he's getting ready to do any job, can't work. So during that week period that he can't work at all, you pay him for his job he'll be able to do till he gets fully recovered. Muscle. As a truck driver, he earns $1,000 a day. The truck drivers would earn that way. Let's say he earns $500 a day. As a checkout counter guy in Marks, he earns, I don't know, now they make a lot of money, he earns $100 a day. So there's his full wages would be $500 a day. Because he can't drive a truck for 2 months, people are going to pay less for him as a slave. That's Nezek. Then, for the first week, he can't even do checkout in Marks. So for that week, you pay him $100 a day. And you pay him the damage, evaluated by the slave market, of how much his value is diminished by the fact that for 2 months he can't drive a truck. That's what Abaye learns. Rava says, since he's recovering in 2 months, there's no Nezek. Nezek is permanent damage. There's no permanent damage here. We don't sell him as a slave. Don't do nothing. You pay him his salary daily till he can do his full job. You pay him $500 a day, If you worked as a cucumber thing, the doctor had the powers. Only Sheves. You don't pay Nezek. No evaluation about how much his value diminished as a slave. He's going to recover. His slave value is not Negeya. He lost his job for 2 months. For 2 months he can't work. You pay him his salary for 2 months. Now, if he can do another job, you'll deduct that off his salary. He makes $500 a day. And for a week he can't do anything, so for that week you'll pay him $500 a day. And then for the next 7 weeks, you'll pay him $400 a day. Because that's what he lost. Don't look at his value as a slave. Whereas Abaye says, we split it, we pay him, we continue Me'at Hashem tomorrow.